Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Jerome Corsi, Ph.D., Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. His new book, got another book out we'll tell you about right before he leaves us here in a moment. Right now, let's go to Anthony in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Corsi. It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you, sir.
I applaud your efforts in exposing the North American issue, but I'm worried that you seem to be one of the voices pushing us towards nuclear exchange with Iran. And let me very quickly just explain. I know that Professor Juan Cole has a very different view. You seem to be implying on Coast to Coast AM on several visits that Iran may be a nuclear threat to the United States. But as Professor Cole explains, Iran is a signatory of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and can you correct me if this is wrong, they're permitted under that treaty to do research in nuclear fuels. Also, he points out, they have only about 164 centrifuges that they're working with for uranium enrichment, and you need more than 16,000 that have to be especially cascaded, which they don't have.
You got me into the next subject. I just wrote a book with Michael Evans. It's out today. It is Showdown with Nuclear Iran. It's my second book on Iran. I do not want a war with Iran. I wish we would not have one. I've created the Iran Freedom Foundation and walked 200 miles in 2005 to try to prevent war. I'd like there to be peaceful change. As to what Iran is doing, I consistently say that if Iran does want only peaceful purposes, then they should allow Russia to enrich their uranium for them. They rejected that offer. They have not been transparent with their program. Even the IAEA says they're not transparent.
So you don't believe the National Intelligence Assessment last year saying 10 years?
No, I think, and I've talked directly to Israel, I think they're more like 6 months. They don't need 54,000 centrifuges. They've got advanced, better than the P2. They need about 3,000 of those. They're very actively putting them into Natan.
But they're only enriching it up to 8%. Do they need 90-plus percent enrichment?
Yes, but if they've got 8% or 4% right now, Alex, they could quit. That's all they need. They've already done that. They don't need to continue pushing. If they continue pushing, they'll get higher concentrations, and ultimately they'll get weapons grade.
Well, look, I mean, Mr. Corsi, you even just said last hour that you're starting to realize our view, the evidence that terrorism is being used to take our freedoms.
I don't disagree with
that. I mean, regardless
that.
Of where you think it's coming from, and I think you're a genuine person. I don't think you're like a neocon operative. I just think you fully don't get the full picture. How can you say we've got to get Iran while North Korea is threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis?
I think we've got to deal with both Iran and North Korea. They're both rogue states. And look, Alex, I've spent lots of time in the Middle East. I've dealt with, you know, the threats that Israel is facing. We may see Israel different, but between Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran, there is a group of countries here and terrorist organizations that are forming that do want to destroy Israel.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Real quick, finish up, Anthony.
Address the science of the issue. You say that they may have 3,000 centrifuges and enriching to 8%, but Professor Cole says you need 16,000 centrifuges and an 80% enrichment. Speak about the science of nuclear bombs.
I thought it was 90%.
You don't need if you get 3,000 advanced centrifuges, the science says that those will be enough, and I can show you articles where Ron says they'll be enough.
They have to be cascaded.
They're doing that right now.
And how would you know that unless you work in the intelligence community?
No. They've reported it out of Iran. Iran has stated this. They've openly stated that.
Let me ask this in closing. Listen, I appreciate your call, Anthony. Why do you think Iran? And I'm not defending Iran, and I'm not supporting Iran. But at the same time, they are rattling sabers.
They are. If they want to, they want everybody to relax. Stop it. Have Ahmadinejad quit talking about destroying Israel. I'll relax.
Okay, Dr. Corsi, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time. Keep up the work on the North American Union.
Thank you, Alex. Anytime.
You better take care. We'll come right back. Go straight to your calls and get to more news. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Aurelio, Jason, Eric, Brendan, Cliff, we're going to get to all of you right now. Let me just add that look at the obsessive-compulsive lying that comes out of the government at every level. They tell you that they have proof of WMDs. There is no proof of WMDs. They tell you that the new legislation does not affect U.S. citizens. The whole thing is written for U.S. citizens. They tell you that the blanket amnesty plan is not an amnesty plan. You actually read it. It is a total, complete capitulation, total amnesty, the end of the country, North American Union ID cards. They lie over and over and over and over again. Locally, in every town and city, right before school starts, they say, it's the law, you've got to take vaccines. Total hoax, total lie. Be like if I said, it's the law, you've got to come buy hamburgers at my hamburger business. That's hypothetical. Every time I say something like that, I get emails. Andy owns a hamburger business. No, I don't own a hamburger, but I got to watch it. A few years ago, I said, it's like being a carnival barker. If I was a carnival barker, you know, I'd run scams on people. Anton LaVey was a carnival barker, and he wrote about how that's how he learned to manipulate people. Next, it's on the web that I grew up at a circus and the trapeze. Not true. I've been to two circuses in my life, but it doesn't matter now. I am a 67 or 68-year-old NPR broadcaster. I am a billionaire from Canada, and I'm also the head of Scientology. And there's a lot of Alex Joneses out there. And I've just digressed insanely, but it doesn't matter. I just say things now, and I go, whoa. That's hypothetical. I don't own a hamburger place, okay? But it'd be like if I owned a hamburger place and I said, it's the law, you must come in and buy my hamburgers. It's just not true. It's a giant hoax. And I'm sick of the hoaxes. Hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. But if they run a hoax long enough, they actually start arresting people under the hoaxes. It's like a marriage license or a license for a church, a 501c3. Never needed them before. They just phase it in and suddenly then start trying to enforce it. How do they arrest you for not taking vaccines? They suspend you for wrongly not telling you that you don't have to take it. Then they claim you're truant when they are the ones that executed the action that caused the truancy. Then they come arrest you. All right, I'm already digressing, and I said I'd go to calls. We've got the pervert story with Congressman Mark Foley, only the tip of the proverbial ice cube. We will also get more into the new draconian legislation that Bush is set to sign today. Oh, by the way, I keep forgetting. Crew, tape CNN and Fox for me for an upcoming documentary. I need the signing ceremony. And he's sure to have one. He may have already had it. So will you guys please go check the WhiteHouse.gov, too, see when he's set to do it. If he hasn't already done it, we need to record that. I need that on tape. If my guys missed it, will somebody out there please mail it to us? Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Aurelio in Texas. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment about the wave of school shootings that have happened over the weekend.
Yeah, it's like somebody flips the switch, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Every few years, it's a switch gets flipped and boom, boom, boom.
I mean, someone starts asking questions about whether or not we should be in Iraq, and Mr. Bush's popularity goes down, all of a sudden we have a rush of shootings. And the last one is the real interesting one. It's on the news right now. They're talking about copycat killings. And the latest one is in Pennsylvania, and it's an Amish community. And I thought Amish didn't watch TV, listen to the radio, or have telephones. But apparently they're copycatting something that's happening outside of their existence. A one-room schoolhouse, 25 families, and someone just started shooting everyone, and they're calling it a copycat.
Well, we better ban the Amish communities. I'm being sarcastic. Every time we've looked at this, whether it was the Native American youth last year in Minnesota or Harris and Klebold at what happened at Columbine, just had a new shooting out in Colorado, by the way, or whether it was Kip Kinkle killing his grandparents and parents and a bunch of other people, the woman who chopped the baby's arms off in Dallas, or the woman that drowned the four kids. In every case, it's never, never not been. Okay, never. I have looked at these new ones, but I'm seeing in the past, and every time it always comes out, we've never seen it where they weren't on Prozac or one of the other serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and usually comboed with a Ritalin amphetamine-type drug, which caused psychotic breaks. And they're always under some weird former government psychiatrist who had public mind control contracts. I'm not kidding. And most of the time, it's the weird former government psychiatrist that happens to work out of the military base and run a private clinic. And the FBI's always got some son who founded the group, but then they don't get investigated. Trenchcoat Mafia. Same thing with this latest one of his latest shootings was Trenchcoat Mafia. Same thing with the kid up in Minnesota. Connected him with a government psychiatrist. But just like in Iraq, you'll have the government blow up a mosque, then that gets the Shias killing Sunnis. You then do have copycats that roll after that, but it's still drugged out, highly suggestible weirdos that are involved in it. And it's always the death, grunge, goth kids, which they found, I guess, are easier because of the genre they're already into. Embracing death for programming, but there's death. Listen, the guy that shot John Lennon was trained by World Vision, admitted. By the way, I was in New York City watching New York 1, And they openly came out and admitted the U.S. government had John Lennon killed. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting dressed to go out when I'm in New York to demonstrate and protest and video and document. And I'm sitting there, and I turn it on. I'm sitting there drinking coffee. And I watch a 20-minute news report. They're banging on the door calling, come on, let's go. And I'm like, hold on. And they had the Strom Thurmond letters saying we need to go ahead and kill John Lennon to the president. And how they, but side issue. Then you've got the guy that shot Ronald Reagan. His father was the head of World Vision, and he'd been involved. And this is a, quote, Christian group. What they are is CIA programming operations at weird camps all over Africa, Latin America. And it's always the same thing. Good point, sir. Anything else?
No, it's just funny that they always blame this on MTV and movies and television and... And this is an Amish kid. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Thanks for the call. I shouldn't try to eat when I'm on air. Let's go ahead and take another call from Jason in Maryland and Eric and others. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'd like to make two comments, and then I have an important question for you. The first comment I'd like to make, unfettered by your apparent sense of humility, which I've heard you voice many times, I want to thank you and the people who are standing up against the things that are going on in the world and specifically our country, the Charlie Sheens. I care for you. I love you like I do my Constitution. I think you're going to go down in... if not history, at least the minds of good Americans, as, you know, up there with the writers of our Constitution. I thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, sir. Listen, I'm just trying to survive here. I'm not a perfect person. I look to you guys to save this country, and I really, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate the great job that you're doing.
The reason that I specifically wanted to thank you is because I've been studying the David Icke's and the Jordan Maxwell's, and I want to tell your listeners that anyone who stands against Yahushua as Messiah, who the world calls Jesus, his name is Yahushua, which means Yahweh's salvation, anyone who stands against him is not for me. He works for the enemy, regardless of... if he's defending the Constitution or our country, he works for the enemy. So I want to thank you in Messiah, Alex, for the job that you're doing and for remaining loyal to our master. And now I'd like to ask you if you're familiar with a Kathy O'Brien and a Mark Phillips.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them. What do you think of them?
I watched their video and I was blown away. Do you believe their...
10 years ago, I didn't believe it, but it fits in with everything we've seen now. And she supposedly, of course, has been brutally raped by Dick Cheney, who then broke her jaw. And that fits in with other things I've been told by people that are in Washington. I'll leave it there. And just a few other issues. It's just, this is a pack of sickos.
Well, anybody who wants to see that can go to YouTube and go to Mind Control, Out of Control, and watch that video. And in closing, I just want to tell this country to repent. It's time for you to repent. The game is over. You better stop football and beer and start looking at your Constitution and specifically your scriptures and pray in the name of Yahushua and repent. And
all right, I appreciate your call and your kind words. Speaking of people getting involved, I was asked to go to this tomorrow night, and I'm going to have to do a TV show tonight, two different TV shows, and I'm just making time for my family. I'll barely see my children today. I've got to spend time with my family tomorrow. So I'm only working until about 5, 6 tomorrow. I am not going to this. But you don't need me to go to it. Okay? You do not need me to do it. Unfortunately, a lot of times when I don't go, people just aren't aggressive enough. I'll tell you about it when we get back. It's happening here in Austin, Texas. One of the top neocons is coming into town. And there's a way to do this, and it needs to be done. So stay with us. We'll be right back. And then we'll continue with your calls, Eric and Brendan and Cliff and others, then we've got a guest coming on.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
I just love this song.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band.
All right, the sniveling dwarf demon, William Crystal, is going to be in town tomorrow. And I'm going to be frank with you. I just don't even want to be in his presence. I'm so sick of being around these sniveling people. You get around them, they're like little black holes of weakness. Instead of having strength and honor and radiating power, they radiate weakness. And I, listen, I've confronted plenty of them, and if I wasn't doing a TV show today and Jeff Rentz tonight, I forgot about that. You know, tomorrow I just got to, you know, spend time with family at night. I just got to the point where I've got to make myself do this. Because UT is here in town. There's always some new scumbag coming in. But William Crystal is a particular nugget that we really need to confront peaceably and friendly fashion. And they say it's open to the public and it's open for video cameras, but as soon as they see that patriots and freedom lovers are there, they'll selectively claim you can't have cameras on. So have a little video camera, have it in your purse, or have it in your coat or whatever. Get in, get seated, and then once everybody's seated, they'll stop paying attention. Get your camera on, ready. After a speech, when they go to question and answers, because we need the video of this. That's the point. That's what will have the effect on the web. Get video. Bring it to us. We'll do the work of putting it on the web. A lot of times folks locally go out and shoot some video and they don't bring it to us. They like hold on to it. Oh, we're going to do something with it. And you never do. I don't care what you do. Just do something with it. Don't wait around. If you bring it to us, we'll put it on. I'm going to send some of my guys down there too. And the Project for a New American Citizen is going to be meeting at Brave New Books at around 5 p.m. But I suggest everybody split up once you get there. Go inside and just sit in different areas, because UT does have a side of them, a Homeland Security Division. There's these little shaved-head Army intelligence guys who always bump into you and try to stop you from doing stuff. There's no rules or no laws. It's all color of law. It's the New America. But it's nothing scary. It's fun. I've been to dozens of these. And just go to it. And when Crystal is done speaking, don't get up and go, Mr. Crystal, why did you lie about WMDs? Or why did you say in the PNAC documents we needed a new Pearl Harbor? Mr. Crystal, get up and say, Mr. Crystal, following in your father's footsteps, the head Trotskyite in the United States, you said that we needed a huge terrorist attack or new Pearl Harbor for your invasion of Iraq and the world. What do you think of the American people becoming aware of the fact that PNAC was involved in 9/11 attacks? Okay, and he'll get that little arrogant little smirk. He doesn't matter, okay? But then if he gets hit with three or four more real questions, he'll start throwing a fit. And the point is that it you go do this, you can then put it on YouTube or Google Video, and hundreds of thousands of people will see it. Because if you just put up a video, you sit in a room talking about PNAC, nobody's going to watch it. It's the dynamic. You have to put this entertainment into it. The whole goal is to get people to go read PNAC and find out what they really did do. So the whole reason to go down there is not the action of being there and being around him. That does almost nothing other than letting the criminal know that we're aware of their activities. So it is important. Everywhere he goes, by the way, he's hounded. They need to be hounded everywhere. So please do not count on me, and please, I don't want my guys to come back with video of just some wimpy thing. When it gets time for questions, and by the way, they're not going to go to you. That's why we got to all be spread out. Just at a point, just stand up and start yelling at him. War criminal, how dare you? We know you're the terrorist. Stuff like that. And it may make the Associated Press. I remember it got picked up after that. The Associated Press, Fox News, Reuters, back in, 1999, the butcher of Waco, Janet Reno, came to Austin, Texas. They were in this giant hall at UT. It was like 4,000 people in their biggest hall in there. My wife's parents were even there, because they're UT alumni. They go see the big speeches. And they saw me do it, and I got up, because I sat right where the microphone was at the front, so I could be the first in line. And I brought up the murder of the Davidians at Waco and the documents, and it totally flummoxed her, and it made the news wires. But it is not going to make the news wires just getting up and going, no more war, no more war, neocon, that's all little fake left stuff that Crystal's people control, and he'll just laugh at you. Aha, another one of our controlled opposition. You hit him with, we know you were involved in the architecture of state-sponsored terror, it'll freak him out. Somebody ought to go buy a dog whistle tonight. You shouldn't wait. You shouldn't procrastinate. Y'all do what that gypsy girl does. Gypsy Tab out on the West Coast. Because what she does is she blows the whistle first and goes, 9/11 was an inside job, a false flag terror attack. Ha, ha, ha. Ah!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Be patient.
Well, I won't back down.
Eric in Alaska, Brendan in North Carolina, Cliff in Utah, and Chris in Kentucky. That's all the calls we can take today because I got a guest coming on for about 10 minutes. Tomorrow, William Crystal will be speaking from 6 to 7 p.m. And where does it say? You can go to UT Texas, EDU, LBJ News. If you just go to the LBJ Presidential Library website, you can find it in events calendar. I'm trying to find out which room it's in. Just go to the LBJ Presidential Library, and it's all right there. You can't miss it. But that's coming up tomorrow. We'll try to put a link to this up on Infowars.com for you. And I want to commend those two young men at UT with their group exposing 9/11 and activism almost every day. That's the type of dynamism, the dynamo activity we need to save this country. If you all started doing this, we'd take this country back in about a week. Okay? All right, so that's coming up. Oh, here it is. It's Bass Lecture Hall, William Scumbag Crystal, 6 to 7 p.m., and it says open to the public. It's free. And he'll be talking about the September 11th attack, shilling for that, telling you how great slavery is. So go down there and confront this maggot. Confront him with the information. It's your right as an American. Now, I'm just going to have him on for about 10 minutes or so. I want you to support him. He, of course, is Mike McCormick. And he was an emergency worker, trained emergency workers for 30 years, EMT. Whole nine yards, worked big famous crash sites, rescue worker. He was there at 9/11 that day for the week after.
He's got major respiratory problems. And he's one of the people that helped bring out the information that Christina Todd Whitman and Condoleezza Rice and others covered up what really happened with the asbestos and the mercury and the concrete. And he decided to go fully public on September 9th in New York. We videotaped it. We interviewed him. And he had feds following him around while we were there. We had feds threatening us out in the parking lot. I did. He later pointed them out separately. Didn't even know. I already knew who they were. But those guys had been following him around. We had him walk up to us and go, how long do you think you're going to be able to continue doing this, putting out your conspiracy theories? I mean, they were just like when somebody tries to radiate violent hatred at you. And I just said, get out of my face. Get away from me. It's a way to handle demons like that. Dismiss them back to from whence they came. But right after he did that, he has a home in Pennsylvania. He was driving back in shield carry. They knew that. They show up and they say, mind if we search and look at your renter? We think one of your renters may have chemicals. And he goes, sure, go ahead. Without a warrant, he signs off. 3 minutes later, a federal SWAT team hits, puts guns to his head, all that stuff. They find his unloaded gun, take him to jail for that. Well, then, last week, to make a long story short, they pull him over. They claim he's drunk. He blows 000. Then they claim they think he's on other drugs. They take him in, blood test him. He's fine. But he's a diabetic, very ill, breathing problems. He was there for 24 hours. They said, hey, we don't care if you die in your jail cell. Ha, ha, ha. So he's really got him doing the old New York-style corrupt Serpico stuff to him. And this is what happens to Major Mike McCormick. So we basically told what happened in a nutshell. Mike, anything I left out? Do we have Mike? Mike, can you hear me? Call him back. I think his cell phone probably cut out or got a bad cell. He's on cell phone right now. So we're going to get him on for a few minutes just to recap the story that happened to him. And this has happened to a lot of the emergency workers. The police and firemen have been threatened that have gone public. Now it's all been admitted, though. And this is what these crooks do. The cops don't care. People like Mike McCormick was trying to save them that day. They don't care if a lot of them don't. They don't care if he's dying. They got crooks on the payroll that'll go out and do this kind of stuff. So he's never been arrested. Now he's been arrested twice in the last couple weeks. And it'll continue. The arresting will continue. Over and over again, I'm sure. And, of course, these police are flushing their children's future down the toilet. And, no, I don't mean we're going to do something to your children. I mean you're destroying the country they live in. You're destroying their future. Did you get Mike back on now? Hey, Mike, your phone cut out. Good to have you on with us.
Good to have you on. Two things before we get into anything. I brought up with Kevin yesterday something that you're going to find of urgent necessity. This is listed as covert documents. Terrorism panel is faulted for exaggerations.
Well, we'll stop there. Before you get into that that information you were telling me about Saturday when we talked on the phone. Hold on, Mike. I can get you back on later this week, but I'm almost out of time. I promised to go to some calls. We just got a few minutes, and I've really got you here for people to support you and give you support in New York or in Pennsylvania, at both your residences. We're here to really try to get you some help, Mike. So just briefly, tell us what happened to you with the police, and then you can read that document.
What had happened to me was, as you know, when you were in New York previously for 9/11, there was a collection made up for me because of I was not having all the medications I needed in order to have any type of quality of life and not be incredibly sick most of the time. And luckily for me that I was able to get some drugs that I need, but not the drugs that I needed the most, like my blood pressure medication and so forth. And what had transpired was I got pulled over by a policeman stating that I might have been driving under the influence. I said, there's no way on God's green earth that I'd be driving under the influence. I don't drink myself, just as a choice of habit.
Yeah, we invited you out for drinks, and you said you didn't drink, so I can.
No, exactly. I said I'll come out and I'll have a club soda and lime with you, or a Coke and a Coke and a lime, but that was it. And the fact of the matter is, he took out his little gauge meter, put a little probe in it, and he said, take a deep breath and blow into it. He looked at it. He got a little annoyed. He took another probe out into it, made me blow into it a second time, which it blew 0000. Basically,
they claim they pulled you over because you were in the slow lane going too slow.
Right. So, and the thing was, I was going slow because I was nervous that I might be getting sick because of not having medication. Now,
going into it, your heart was beating weird, and you said you were pretty freaked out. So you're driving along.
Well, the thing is, you got to remember, when guys come to your house and they're looking for your neighbor or whatever, and all of a sudden, after you give them carte blanche, thinking that they're there to save your life, and all of a sudden, 9mm and MP5s with laser sights are pointed all over your chest, anybody without heart condition would develop a heart condition.
Now, the key to the discussion we had was you told me, and I want to be specific about this, that when you said, look, I need medication, when you were being locked up in the jail, they said, hey, go ahead and die in the cell.
Exactly.
That's the exact type of stuff I hear from everybody.
They said, are you sick right now? And I said, no. And he goes, good. He goes, then we don't got to take it. Then we don't got to take it for medication. And I says, well, what if I get sick? If you get sick, that's your problem. Now.
See, they're training them to have a callousness against other citizens. How do they think their wives and children or neighbors or grandparents will be treated by the same system, you fools? But now you clearly think that they've put your name in, that somehow you're on a watch list now, or
like I said jokingly, that you are my wingman, I am your wingman, and we are both on the poop list. Because we are both strong enough to stand up for what's right, and we stand for the Constitution and what our forefathers standed for hundreds of years ago.
Now you told me on the phone, Mike. Well, I appreciate that. I think you do. I don't know about it. But the point is, when I talked to you, too, they all knew who you were again. But it doesn't matter that you're this champion helping expose how the police and emergency workers and firemen breathed all this. I just don't understand how they can be so stupid.
The funny thing is, two of the detectives that came to the house to make the arrest on the supposedly criminal, which I still don't think is a criminal, said that both of them seen me in the media. One seen me in New York Newsday, one seen me in the New York Daily News. A lot of them knew me for recovering the Ground Zero flag. As a matter of fact, the arresting officer for the DWI happened to be an arresting officer where not only have I stopped that car accident where he was alone by himself with no EMS help whatsoever, I got out of the trunk of my car, all my EMS gear. I crawled into a car that could have blew up and died. And I told the patients that were sick and bleeding and broken legs and cut up heads and God knows what. And I had told these guys, I says, listen, my jacket is off. I'm covering you. I'm doing what I can to save you. And I am not going to leave you. I am not leaving you.
No, so he knew you too.
Hook or crook. And as a matter of fact, the one cop, his first name is Roger, he was handing me in gear from the trunk of my car into the car in order to help this individual.
How does this work, though? Do they say, oh, that Mike McCormick's a troublemaker, start anytime you see him, you know, arrest him, pull him over? Listen, Mike, we're going to get you back on soon to cover this as it develops, but right now, give people your phone number, give them an email address, how they get in contact with you, how folks in New York can support you and help you and go with you to trial for your evil weapons charge is coming up.
Okay. What I've done is I've changed an email site just for the fact that I don't want to get too many hits on my main station. Now,
well, that's okay.
The hit that I would like the country to use is No Way, NOWAY. The number two, treat a hero. No Way to treat a hero at AOL.
Okay, No Way to treat a hero at AOL. What about a phone number if folks want to get in contact with you?
Phone number is 631-886-1622.
Okay, listen, Mike, that's 631-886-1622.
That's correct.
Listen, I'll talk to you soon as this develops, and we definitely want to know what happens when you go to trial. Mike, God bless you, and take care.
You know, there's just two things. It'll take less than a minute to read, but I think...
Okay, what are these specifically? Because I've just promised to take these final calls, but it's okay. But what are these specifically?
This is specific. This is a letter from Congress from March 24, 1997. Congress, the United States House of Representatives.
Okay, you were saying this was... what was the classified thing?
It's Mr. Zell, Salsa, P.O. Box, 4198.
Well, I mean, let's not... I don't need to hear an address. I'm asking what this is.
Okay. It says, encloses information you requested pertaining to the Army's policy and guidelines for establishing civilian inmate labor programs.
Oh, yeah, I've got that. Yeah, that was accidentally...
prison camps
declassified.
And Army installations. This information has not yet been published. It is currently at the publishers. However, it has been founded, staffed, and does reflect current Army policy.
Yeah, no, I have that
document.
I hope you
find
sure.
it useful. P.S. on a posted record of civilian prison camps, of which are currently in existence. Now, the second one is covert document. Terrorism panel faulted for exaggeration. More Americans have died from scorpion bites from foreign terrorist attacks over the last 5 years, and that did not stop the National Commission on Terrorism from describing terrorist threats in a vastly exaggerated terms used earlier this month. So says Larry C. Johnson, a former State Department counterterrorism official and senior analyst at the CIA, who now works as managing director of Berg Associates, a consulting firm that specializes in money laundering cases. We need a little more mature approach to this, Johnson said to this in an interview yesterday. This is the potential for mass casualties. Yes, we do not have to reinvent the wheel in counterterrorism policy, one that makes the attacks in its internal cooperation against states and groups that will commit terrorist acts. While the commission concluded, it is in recent report that international terrorists are increasingly intent on inflicting mass casualties. Johnson said, as the number of Americans killed by foreign terrorists has dropped from more than 400 in 1983 to 58 in the past 5 years. And within the lack of mass casualty attacks since the bombing of the two embassies in East Africa almost 2 years ago, Johnson suggests that the global counterterrorist campaign has proven effective as disrupting and activities and terrorist groups.
Mike, listen, the segment's about to end. The show's about to be over, Mike. So we're up against the gun. I've got in the final segment, take a few calls here. What is the point of what you've been reading?
It says the group links that exiled Saudi Osama bin Laden, who has been indicted as the mastermind of the embassy attacks. Johnson says that he overly agrees in the commission's conclusion that the CIA offices abroad believe the agency has become overly a risk-averse in counterist operations, and said the CIA counterterrorist center, once used as a dumping ground, has now become a choice assignment within recent years.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you soon. God bless. We'll appreciate your call. We're out of time. We're going to come back and jam Eric and Brendan and Cliff and try to get Chris in. Each person will get about a minute. I'm just going right to your calls on the other side. Be ready with what you want to say, what you want to cover. I just thought we needed to have Mike McCormick on because he's going through a lot right now. And there's so much news we didn't get to. It's all posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't forget, we've got that great Jesse Ventura interview, the videotaped interview, up for free on PrisonPlanet.com. On the right-hand side, you can see it there on the column, News and Focus. If you haven't seen that, be sure and go watch it and give it to everybody on your list. We want it to be seen. It's important. Also, Terror Storm is for free online at Google Video. Please pass it around to everybody you know. It's having a huge effect. Let's keep it up. Google's been trying to censor it, knocking it down to the top 100. Every time it gets into it, they then delete out how many millions have seen the video. So that's there as well. Or become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and get it in the highest quality. Let's talk to Eric in Alaska, going north through Alaska. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the 1999 Columbine High School shootings. I know school shootings that happened over the week were brought up with a recent caller.
Yes.
And I just want to say recently, or in the past, you have asserted in the Road to Tyranny that half the students at Columbine were actually killed by police, and I just want to know, you know, what your facts about that was, because actually several coroner inquests proved that the students were killed by Harris and Klebold and the ballistics reports as well. So I just want to know where your factual basis for this is.
Well, I show news articles right there admitting that the SWAT teams shot multiple children, and some estimates were as many as seven of them, which would be more than half. Because, 12, Harris and Klebold killed 12, then supposedly shot themselves, making the number 14. And,
okay, what about, Daniel Rohrbro? Does that name come to mind?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that was one of the major controversies that people are saying, but
he was shot by the police. Well, the police told teachers and others that they'd shot him, and then they tried to backtrack.
Right, but right after Rachel Scott was the first one having lunch out there with her boyfriend, Richard Castaldo. But as a matter of fact, he was the second one to get killed, and what I want to know is how police were on the scene, like, right after that to kill him. I mean, doesn't that seem impossible?
No, they were there within minutes. They had school police there, and the sheriff's department was there within minutes, and then they waited 4 hours and 15 minutes before going in, finally. They were shooting people with rifles as they came out, thinking they were something weird went on there, sir. We know police shot students.
Is that probably why maybe the videos aren't being released from the
exactly.
library?
Exactly. They released like 10 seconds of it.
Right, during the cafeteria footage, right?
Yes.
But there has actually been reports of them saying, like, his friends, Lance Kirkland and everything, saying that Klebold and Harris shot him. I mean, what's your position on that?
Well, there's other students saying they saw four men in black uniforms shooting people.
There was a lot of stuff going on there.
Well, there was also, are you aware that the founder of the Trench Coat Mafia was the son of a prominent FBI agent?
Is that a factual statement?
That is a factual statement. Well, of course it is. What does that mean?
I mean, a lot of the stuff you
No,
say,
that's
I mean,
been in the say, news, sir. No, not a lot of the stuff. A lot of the stuff I say is what?
All the stuff you say is not factual, okay? And let me tell you something. You keep pronouncing it Klebold, which is driving me out of my freaking mind, okay? It's Klebold. Klebold.
That's fine, sir. I appreciate your call. You can call me back tomorrow if you'd like. I'll keep calling him Klebold if I want. I know it's Klebold. Klebold. We got, again, streets around here named Manchaca. We call him Manchac. I'll do what I want, okay? I'm a hayseed. And you say all the things you say are not factual. I never claim to be 100%, sir. I try to tell the truth. And so I don't understand. You're trying to debunk me just by saying everything I say, you know, isn't true. No, I know. The school shootings are all completely normal. And there's nothing going on. And just you can trust it all. And the guy that shot Ronald Reagan, he wasn't having dinner with the Bushes nights before, wasn't planning another dinner. And yeah, you see, that guy disagreed, so I kept him on, and I apologize to Brendan and Cliff. If you call me in the first hour, gentlemen, I will go to you and give you each 5 minutes apiece. I apologize. I'm telling you I'd get to you, and I didn't. But that guy was too busy. About 22 years old, thinks he knows it all. Believes in the system, probably thinks Bush is conservative. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.